Online degree programs. Yes, you can earn your AA through PhD degree all online. Study at your own pace. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info for the staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in with us today. This is Brother Davis sitting in for Dr. Youngblood, and certainly we want to thank all the callers that have previously called in. Let me read an announcement that I have here that was brought to my attention. For the Charlton County Public Library, the summer reading program of 2025, they're going to have Saturday signups at the library starting from 10 to 1 on May the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th. And the Spring Fling at Head Start signups will start on May the 2nd. On June the 5th at 11 o'clock, and these programs are each day, 11 o'clock, June the 5th, the 12th, the 17th, the 26th and the 30th through July the 3rd, the 10th and the 17th. These will be activities going on at the Charlton County Public Library, and they want to invite everybody, all of you from Jacksonville, Florida, and from the surrounding area. They promise that this is going to be something that's beneficial for the kids while they are out of school, don't have anything to do around the house. On June the 5th at 11 o'clock, they will have Buckets of Color with Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, Harris. On June the 12th at 11 o'clock, they will have Chad Cruz with a magic show. On June the 17th, they will have a stuffed animal sleepover. On June the 26th, they will have Native American Regalia by Jane Winkler. June the 30th through July the 3rd, all day, they will have Life-Size Candyland. July the 10th at 11, they will have Okefenokee Swamp Time with Veronica Kelly. And on July the 17th, they're going to have a finale party with awards, prizes, and food. And certainly Sister Barbara and Sister Tina and all of those are down there are very good at doing that, at keeping the kids entertained. And, of course, they will feed them and take care of them for you if you will bring them over and just turn them loose and let them have some good fun. And who knows, maybe even after that, you might get a chance to go to the Okefenokee restaurant and pig out. So, again, they want to invite you, and I will be reading this again in the future, to keep you aware of the events, the summer reading program that's going on at the Charlton County Public Library here in Folkestone, Georgia. Amen. Once again, we thank God for you. We're talking about the world, the flesh, and the devil. I believe we have a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Hello?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Sister Terry, are you there? Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Good morning, Sister Terry. How are you today?
Fine, and you?
Hello?
Hi, can you not hear me?
I am blessed.
Okay.
What yes, my I concern hear. Is I can hear you.
Okay. My concern is the place where it needs to start at a revival is in the White House. There is too many demons up in that building. And it's like, I know they have a place where they entertain, you know, and have groups come in. With Paula White being in the, what do you call it, where she's on a board or something? With her being there, a lot of people have their comments about her. But our gifts and talents come without repentance. And it's an asset to have someone in there that do know God and gifts and talents do work. But even from seances were done and performed by the president's wives, two of them, to try to bring back their sons. It needs a cleansing. It needs a cleansing. And we can pray and pray, but as long as that is in there, and I do know a revival or a good prayer night can run things out of bars, off the streets, in the church, and anywhere in the government, but that building itself has been going by too long with no cleansing. If that makes sense to you.
Amen. I agree with you, Sister Terry, but listen, what we have to understand, what goes on at our house is more important than what goes on at the White House. The scripture says charity begins at home and then spreads abroad. I mean, as you know, I had a discussion with a few brothers and sisters in Christ, and a while ago, yeah. I was just talking to a brother in Christ, and we were expressing our concerns about the soon return of Christ and how yeah. our own families, we have members in our own families that are not saved. Now, certainly, yeah. if we go back to the Bible, and we will stick with the Word of God because it is the rule and authority for our lives as Christians, and then the Constitution comes after that. But we must understand, first of all, that according to the Bible, God never wanted a king to be a ruler if he wasn't saved. And I'm putting that in the present tense form because when we look at Israel were God's people. And when we look at how many kings ruled from the tribe of Israel, there were 10 tribes to the north and 2 to the south. We understand that the tribes got divided. But there were a line of godly kings and there were a line of evil kings. Well, when we go back to the first king, King Saul himself had to be filled with the Spirit. When the prophet came and poured the anointing oil, and that was the purpose for anointing the king, he was anointed with oil, and then God filled him with the Spirit, and he was considered not only the political leader, but he was also the spiritual leader of God's people. If we had it like that today, and I understand what you're saying, you are so right, you hit the nail right on the head, how great that would be in the United States of America. Now, I do have to give President Trump credit because I have heard him say many times here recently that perhaps God spared his life for such a time as this, and I'm putting it in my own words, you know, how we saw where how they tried to assassinate him on various occasions, but I'd have to say, with me being able to look at this thing on national television, how the bullet grazed his ear, if he had moved his head 1 millimeter to the right or to the left, he could have been a dead man today. But he only took a bullet through the top of his ear. God had to be in the picture. Now, maybe there are some today that disagree with that. That's okay. That's fine. I'm not here to fight about that. But I believe, I recognize the handworks of God when I see them. And I have to agree that God was in the picture and he spared Trump's life for such a time as this. Now, again, I'm for anybody, Democrat or Republican, if you're going to do right. If you're going to be saved and filled with God's Holy Spirit, and if you're going to lead us in the right path according to God's word, I am with you 100%. But if you're not saved and if you're not going to do it according to God's word, I'm 100% against you. So this is how we must be able to make the judgment call. And I'm not talking about judging anybody's personal life, because we all have faults. We all make mistakes. And then if we be honest about it, sometimes we just straight out sin. We do wrong. So for that reason, we have to repent and get back in line with God's word so that we could continue to walk in fellowship with him. Now, getting back to what you said about the revival at the White House, I would like one of the first tickets to it, because I'd love to see every politician up there saved and filled with God's Holy Spirit, and all of us get together with one accord and worship and praise God. What a powerful nation we would be. Yeah. What a great time that would be in life for all of us if we could only see this come to pass. So, Sister Terry, I thank you for your call. Once again, that's great insight. That's a great comment. That's a great way to look at it. And you keep looking up. You keep lifting up God's name, and you keep on praying. We still have work to do before Jesus Christ returns. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Terry.
Thank you.
Amen. So we're talking about the world, the flesh, and the devil. Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3 says, "You once walked following the course of this world." This is the NLT version. "You once walked following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh." Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3a. We wasn't saved all of our lives, but thank God I'm saved now. Thank God I got my religion in time. Now let's understand something. There is a difference in religion and salvation. Religion is man-made, but we have to understand that when it comes down to salvation, or when it comes down to being saved, it's a personal relationship with Christ Jesus. We all have to have that personal relationship. Now understand this. Mother may have, father may have, sister, brother may have, but the Bible says, "Blessed is the child that's got his own." If you know Christ Jesus in the pardon of your sins, your personal self, you can't go to heaven off grandma's prayers. You can't go to heaven off of granddad's religion. You have to have that one-on-one personal relationship with Christ Jesus for yourself. You have to come to know him yourself in the pardon of your sins. And this is the reason why you will hear me say often, I thank God that Christ came and died on the cross for my sins. So again, we want you to see the difference in what's happening with the world, the ways of society and culture that oppose God, the flesh, our corrupt inclinations, disordered passions, and sexual immorality and lusts that oppose the new man in Christ, and the devil, a fallen angel, the father of lies, and the personal enemy of God, the leader of all that opposes God, who stirs up trouble and tries to infiltrate the church. Listen, if we would be on our jobs the way that the devil is on his job, you're talking about a great world. But again, so many Christians fail. They fail to read the word of God. They fail to pray. They fail to love ye one another as God gave us commandment. They fail to do their Christian duty towards society. And again, we just want to encourage you. We're not here to cut anybody down, but we just want to encourage you. If you have not been doing this, then tighten up your act in God. This is what you need to do. Get it on track with the Father. Listen, we have less time here now than we ever had before in life. We used to hear our old people in the church say, "The Lord is soon to come." And they might have said that years ago. Christ is soon to come. Well, think about how long they've been saying that and where we are right now in life. We are closer to his coming than it's ever been. In fact, if I understand scripture right, I believe the next thing that's going to happen on God's prophetic clock should be the rapture of the church. So listen, we're trying to get you ready for the rapture. We want you to disconnect. If there's any worldly lust, if there's anything in yourself, in your soul and spirit that's connected to the world, we want you to disconnect with that. If you are allowing the flesh to rule you through sexual passion and so many other things that are contrary to the word of God, and I don't want to go down into it. God made sex. We understand that. That's supposed to be pleasure between two married people. Two married people. That's for the married people. Marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled according to the scripture. But we must understand anything outside of the covenant between a man and his wife and the opposite sex. Thank you so much. Amen. It's contrary to the word of God. When it comes down to LGBTQ, listen, God loves the person, but he hates the sin. And this is what we want you to know on today. If you have that problem in your life, that's a demonic oppression. We pray that God deliver you from that. There are many other things that are demonic oppressions connected to the flesh. Satan depresses, oppresses, and suppresses. He's a master sergeant at whatever it is he tries to do when it comes down to derailing Christians from obeying what the word of God says. We want you to get away from that. Anything connected to the flesh. And then when we look at the devil, so many worship the devil right now today. There are cults out in there in this world that worship the devil. Listen, if you're doing that, if you're caught up in any form of black magic, horoscopes, so forth and so on, horoscopes are not for a believer. What you need to know about your life is already written in the word of God. Everything that happens in our lives on today, the answer is in the word of God. I'm going to point you to the scripture every time. If you ask me my opinion about something, I'm not going to give you what I think. I'm going to give you the word of God. This is what I was called for. This is what I was ordained for. This is what I was chosen for. And this is the path that I'm going to walk in. I'm going to walk in holiness and righteousness because holiness is still right. Whether you're Baptist, Catholic, Methodist, Presbyterian, you still have to be holy. We won't find it in the scripture anywhere where God commanded us to be a Baptist, to be a Catholic, to be a Pentecostal. He didn't command us any of that. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. And the only way that we can approach a holy God, we must be holy. Amen? So again, getting back to one of the ways Christian persecution is happening in the world, things connected to the world, when we look at suppression through technology, we have experienced this many times, even on this radio station, how sometimes we start off on the good foot, and the next thing we know, static, all in the middle of it. Sometimes we get cut off and we have to reconnect. The devil is at work. And then sometimes he works through people. Those who present themselves as a vessel for him to use, he's working through them. So we want you Christians to be able to recognize what's going on, awake now, you that have been asleep, and arise from dead works, and Christ will give you life, or light, according to the scripture. Amen? So, suppression through technology. Listen at this. Here's an article that says, Christian schools and programs for minors have been banned. Christian citizens are immigrating from China to other nations. Churches in cities are now difficult to find. The churches that remain are becoming informal and decentralized to avoid government crackdowns. For example, even house churches have split into smaller groups to evade the watchful eyes of the government. China is also influencing other authoritarian regimes to adopt policies and technology that negatively impact Christian minorities. So you see now, this is what's happening through technology. And there are so many other things. There's been a monitoring of Christian speech. They have went on the social websites on the World Wide Web, and they have went and taken away a lot of stuff pertaining to the Word of God that's available for Christians, so that now they're no longer accessible. As I began to research some information the other day about Christ Jesus, the article came up on the screen, and I turned my head 1 minute to pick up a pencil or a pen to start writing. And when I looked back around, poof, it vanished. And it said, article no longer available. Site no longer available. This is telling me something. We're still under attack. The next thing I have here, violent national ideologies. Hindu extremists regained power in 2014 under Prime Minister Modi. In two terms, India's 70 million Christians have seen hate normalized, education and media taken over, and institutions hollowed out. Violence against Christians in India has increased substantially, especially in the northeastern state of Manipur. While the cases are complex in nature, in 2023, thousands of believers from the Kuki tribe were displaced amid strife with Hindu extremists and ultimately led to ethnic segregation. So again, Christianity, we want you to know, is under attack. This is what's happening through the world, the flesh, and the devil. So we want you to disconnect from that, be able to recognize that when you see it, because all of these things are very real. We used to say back in the day that it was happening in other nations, and I just read to you what was happening in India. But I will have you to know that it's happening right here in the good old USA. Here's what the Apostle Paul had to say in a comment about Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. Dwelling on past sins in order to wallow in guilt or to revel in nostalgia is never a good idea. But Paul intends neither of these things when reminding readers of their condition before knowing Christ Jesus, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Instead, the apostle wants to draw a contrast between life apart from Christ and life in Christ so as to magnify the power and grace of God in salvation. Laying the foundation for this contrast, the apostle continued describing the life outside of Jesus in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, painting the bleakest pictures for unredeemed sinners. Again, listen, we want you to know that it's much more important for you in Christ Jesus to know about persecution and about oppression by the devil. But it's even more important for the Christians, the Christian world, the Christian population, to understand that we are being attacked by the devil. So you don't have any time to pick flowers by the wayside. It's time for you to get on board and start doing works for the Lord. We were dead apart from Christ indeed, but it was a state of spiritual death that did not render us incapable of action. We were all too capable of transgression, that which is holy, following the course of this world, the prince of the power of the air, the passions of our flesh, verses 2 and 3. Here Paul reveals the three great powers that enslaved us completely before we knew Jesus, and which we must continually rebel against in the course of our growth in holiness: the world, the flesh, and the devil. Listen, these three things we must get a grip on and have to realize what they are, how to do when we are confronted with them, and what's the proper path. When we look at handling things according to the Word of God, we must use wisdom. So what is wisdom? Wisdom is the key to a life of beauty, fulfillment, and purpose, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 15 through 18. Wisdom is the skill in the art of living life with every area under the domination under the dominion of God. It is the ability to use the best means at the best time to accomplish the best ends. Listen, again, in the Word of God, God only has the best in mind for you. But you must consult His Word. You must know where to find the answer in His Word. And this is the reason why we are commanded in the Scripture to study to show ourselves approved. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show yourself approved. A workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is what we must do. So how do we pursue wisdom? The treasure of wisdom rests in the hand of God. Since it comes from above, Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, and James 3:17, we cannot attain it apart from Him. Listen, this is just pointing right back to God. It's telling us how important God is in our lives. We can't live without Him. And I don't know why we would even try. We must stick with God in everything that we do if we are going to be successful in anything that we try. What are the conditions for attaining wisdom? True wisdom can only be gained by cultivating the fear of the Lord, Job 28:28, Psalm 86:11, Psalm 111, verse 10, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 7, and Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Listen, we have so many things that are available to us in the Word of God. If we would only read that Word and study and come to know that this is the way that God would have us to do it. We disconnect from the things of the world because the passions of our flesh and the desires of the body refer to our physical bodies as if our corporeal form is in itself wicked. So in other words, the makeup from creation, we have to understand that the propensity to do wrong, the propensity to sin is always present. But if we trust and rely upon God and upon His Spirit, if we walk in the Spirit, as Romans chapter 8 tells us, we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Thank you so much for joining us on today. Come back and join us next time as once again, we will face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
On 91.7 FM, we talk about God's good news.
You're listening to The Truth.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into.